An American newspaper reporter has resigned from his job after it was discovered that he used an artificial intelligence AI tool to create false quotes for stories. Aaron Pelzar worked for the Cody Enterprise, a newspaper based in the town of Cody, Wyoming. A reporter from a competing newspaper became suspicious about Pelzar's stories and asked to meet with him. Pelzar admitted to using AI to create parts of stories. He later quit his position with the Enterprise. The reporter who discovered the AI-assisted stories was C.J. Baker. He works for the Powell Tribune, a newspaper in the neighboring town of Powell. Baker told the Associated Press he discovered several writing examples that made him suspicious about Pelzar's work. He said some of the writing sounded unnatural or robotic, but one part of a story stood out as possibly being false. It was contained in a June 26th article about comedian Larry the Cable Guy being chosen to lead a local parade. The story ended with a very unusual line that had nothing to do with the story's subject. Rather, it seemed to provide an explanation of the method it used to build the story. The line read, "This structure ensures that the most critical information is presented first, making it easier for readers to grasp the main points quickly." Baker, who has been a reporter for more than 15 years, said after reading the story, he decided to do additional research on other pieces written by Pelzar. He later decided to set up a meeting with Pelzar to discuss his concerns. He was able to meet with Pelzar and the editor of the Enterprise, Chris Bacon. Baker wrote an article in his own newspaper about his findings. He described his meeting with Pelzar and Bacon as uncomfortable but friendly. Baker wrote that when asked about suspicions surrounding his work, Pelzar answered, "Obviously, I've never intentionally tried to misquote anybody." When asked whether any of the disputed statements in his writings had been created by an AI tool, Pelzar said, "That could be the case." Baker said Pelzar then added, "But again, if there are issues, I will correct them and issue apologies and say they are misstatements." After closely examining Pelzar's articles, Bacon and the publisher of the Enterprise discovered the use of AI and apologized for his actions. In an editorial published recently, Enterprise editor Chris Bacon admitted that he had failed to catch the AI-written copy and false quotes. He added that the mistake had permitted AI to put words that were never spoken into stories. Bacon said the Enterprise discovered at least 7 stories that included AI-created quotes. 2 of the questioned stories included false quotes from Wyoming Governor Mark Gordon. Bacon said some of the quotes appeared very believable. He noted that the people he spoke with during his investigation said the quotes sounded like something they might have said, but they never personally spoke to Pelzar. Other reporters have had their careers hurt or ended for making up facts or quotes in articles. There are also others who have been accused of plagiarism which involves a reporter publishing the writings of others without giving those reporters credit for the material. But media experts say the recent incident involving Pelzer demonstrates the possible dangers that exist when reporters and editors depend on AI tools in the news production process. Megan Barton is publisher of the Cody Enterprise. She wrote an editorial that described AI as the new advanced form of plagiarism and in the field of media and writing. Barton noted the newspaper now has a system in place to recognize AI-generated stories and will have longer conversations about how AI-generated stories are not acceptable. I'm Brian Lynn.